But right now, we're going to have a discussion about, well, it's not a new initiative, but it's new to Fort McMurray anyway. This month is the first time the Buddy Up campaign is running in Fort McMurray. It's a community-based initiative that is aimed at preventing suicides among men. And while the risk of suicide among men is, of course, a universal issue, Fort McMurray, that region, has some added stressors that make programs like this all the more important. Mike Jones is the communications and marketing coordinator for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo. He joins us now. Mike, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Shay.
So when we talk about this Buddy Up program, you know, we're talking about preventing dying of suicide among men. Something in reality that is actually a bigger issue among men than it is among women, right? I don't think a lot of people are aware of that.
Yeah, so one of the things that kind of hit me strong when the Center for Suicide Prevention sent us this campaign was that men die by suicide three times more often, and especially when you get into the older ages as well, between the ages of 40 and 60, that there's a lot more in that age range.
And I think part of that probably is because men are more reluctant, right, to talk about things and to seek out help. You know, that suck it up, be a man mentality, whether we like it or not, it's there. It's part of the way we live.
We're not great at talking about our feelings, let's be honest. So, sometimes emotions and stress, anxiety, sometimes those things get bottled up, and sometimes they get brought up in, through destructive behaviors and actions and such things, right? And then sometimes they do come up, but sometimes it's too late.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're trying to avoid through the Buddy Up campaign. So tell us what it is and how it works and how it goes about changing that, that philosophy that a lot of men carry.
So like I said, it was the Center for Suicide Prevention. They're based out of Calgary. They came in with this campaign they've been working on for a couple of years. It was primarily men that were designing it in for men. And it's basically a campaign where you can choose to buddy up and you can pick a friend. Maybe it is your best friend. Maybe it's just a guy that you sit across from on the bus that you think perhaps doesn't have that kind of connection or doesn't have that person that he can be close with. And the campaign itself is full of challenges of just different fun things that you can do with your buddy, such as watching a game, playing video games, working on a truck, something like that. But while you're doing that, encouraging you to have those conversations as well. And I think that the reason we did that is because we felt, it might be more confrontational if you're going to say, let's have a coffee and talk about mental health, whereas with guys, like sometimes having those other actions, doing guy things, it's a little bit more comfortable. It's a little bit more within our wheelhouse.
Well, this is the thing. I think it's an easy thing to say to guys, hey, reach out to your buddies and things. A lot of guys don't know how to do it. I know I'm horrible at it, right? So do you have some guidance with this campaign on how to have these discussions to at least get it started?
Absolutely. So we have, if you go to buddyup.ca and you register as a champion, we have a list of just things to look for, things to watch out for, things to talk about. And of course, we get into the resources side of things as well. And it is important to remember that you're not a counselor and you don't want to overstep your boundaries. It's important to have those conversations. But of course, if they are actively thinking about suicide, they can call any number of the national hotlines that they have. I know we have a 24-hour crisis line here manned by volunteers in Fort McMurray. And in certain situations, if you're worried that they are going to commit suicide, don't leave them alone. And in that case, you can call 911.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, don't try and think you're going to solve the problems here. Just be an ear. Just be someone that can listen. Right.
Exactly.
Now, when we talk about this happening in the Wood Buffalo region and in Fort McMurray, there's some particular added stressors to that part of the province, I would think, that we don't see in other places. Part of it, I think, I want to talk about is, a lot of the problem here that we see with men's mental health is, like you say, we don't talk about things. We can isolate. We can just take things inside and we can sort of isolate. Well, a lot of people, the lifestyle that they lead up there, they're detached from family and friends and those kinds of supports just due to the nature of the way that they work, right?
Of course, absolutely. And, and it's important to note that, there is a lot of folks that work up in the camps. We do have a really vibrant art scene, a great music scene, great theater scene here in Fort McMurray that I'm very pleased to be somewhat of a part of. But even I am struggling with COVID-19 and struggling with my mental health. So I can imagine for these guys that, really they're living in a basement suite or in some cases just living up at camp. They're not even coming into town. They have, I guess, some camaraderie with their coworkers. But with COVID-19, they're not even really, the lunchrooms are closed because of the amount of outbreaks that they had up there. There's no more foosball tables. There's no more dart games. They basically have to sit in the hallway and open their door, and that's the only chance they can really socialize outside of work.
So in terms of reaching out to those communities, is there an added element to this campaign to get in touch with those guys who are, like you say, just physically isolated in some cases?
Absolutely. So that was one of our biggest standpoints, was to go after some of those bigger oil companies, both the ones that work in town and the ones in camp, and encourage them to be able to talk to their employees. A lot of them do something called a toolbox talk, which is like at the start of the day, they'll have like a safety minute kind of thing. And a lot of them have been adding in a mental health component to that as well. So just trying to get the posters up there into the sites and into the work camps, especially so guys have something that they can, some direction of sorts.
If people want to get involved with this program, people think this is something that they can make use of, what's the best way of doing it?
The best thing to do is just to go to buddyup.ca. You can sign up to be a champion. They'll give you tons of great resources there, including, you know, posts that you can put up on your social media. I think it's important even just to get the ladies involved to help share the message, to help spread the word. We're really just hoping to get this out. Even though it is June, the month of Buddy Up is in June, It really is going to be an initiative, I think, that we're going to want to keep going year-round because it's so important. It essentially comes down to no man gets left behind, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Great initiative, and I appreciate you taking some time to share it with us this morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That is Mike Jones, who is the Communications and Marketing Coordinator for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo.